bugs in the garden are harmful, some help you out by eating the bad bugs. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Attract beneficial insects to your garden by creating a habitat for them as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
I plant chives and let some flower because I've heard they repel Japanese beetles. But I don't want to repel all insects from my garden because some of them eat bad bugs such as aphids and spider mites. Carrie Smith is an extension horticulture specialist with the Alabama Cooperative Extension System. She says as a gardener, you should be able to identify which insects are helpful and which are harmful. Ladybugs, hoverflies, assassin bugs, and a certain group of stink bugs are examples of insects that attack harmful pests in the garden. She says the best way to keep them around is to provide flowering plants.
We call them predators because they eat other insects, but they also depend on pollen and nectar from flowers, just like honeybees do. So pollen gives them protein, nectar gives them carbohydrates for quick energy, and when they can't find insects to eat, then they're going to be looking for flowers that they can sustain themselves with.
Smith recommends incorporating plants that will provide as long a bloom time as possible. This is easily managed with a butterfly or herb garden.
Aster, that's the biggest plant family we have in North America, so it's easy to find asters multiple times of the year. The cabbage and or mustard family, believe it or not, let your lettuces, let your broccoli, let your cabbage go to flower in the spring. It's helpful to the beneficial insects. The mint family, the parsley family, which is fennel and dill and parsley and carrots, and the bean family.
Insecticides will kill off the bad bugs, but can also harm the beneficial insects. Smith says if you must use them, avoid broad-spectrum insecticides and try to only target the pest when you spray. Find more tips for attracting beneficial bugs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.